This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Dentistry is either confronting or embracing a shakeup. More than 10 states are looking at licensing a new type of oral health provider. It's called the dental therapist, someone between hygienist and dentist. The idea is to bolster the ranks of people who can drill, fill, and pull, making it easier for people to get care for their teeth. According to the American Dental Association, more than half of all Americans didn't see a dentist at all last year. Yesterday, we heard from a hygienist who hopes to get the chance to become a therapist if Vermont approves. That's at marketplace.org if you want to hear the intense whine of a dental drill again. Today, from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein speaks with some dentists who have a problem with adding these therapists to their ranks.
When you live in a state like Vermont, population 625,000, you tend to know lots of people, and lots of people know you.
It is your name on the sign. You are the one that's held liable for all that occurs in the office.
That's Dr. Judy Fish, who now co-runs the family practice her father-in-law started back in 1962. For 6 years, Fish and most of the nearly 400 dentists here have fended off efforts to license dental therapists. Critics drill the providers for protecting their turf. Fish says she's not concerned about competition. She's focused on the 3,500 people who come to her office every year.
I care about my patients. I care very much about my patients, and I would not be comfortable with my patients receiving their care from someone with an inadequate level of training.
Under the bill, a student must train for 4 years and receive 1,000 hours of direct supervision from a dentist. Despite her opposition, Fish and her colleagues may be losing ground. This summer, the agency that accredits dental schools is creating guidelines to train therapists, taking the bite out of patient safety arguments. And advocates convinced the Vermont Senate for too many people, it's too hard to get a dental appointment. But as the bill moves to the House, Dr. Steve Pittman says lawmakers will understand this whole idea is simply impractical.
If I have a dental therapist who can only remove a very loose, wiggly tooth that's blowing in the wind, but that patient needs two or three other teeth extracted, how is it efficient for the dental therapist to go in and take out the one tooth, and then I need to come in and take out the next two teeth?
Pittman says if the goal is to make it easier for people to get dental care, then the state should pay dentists more to care for the poor. In Minnesota, the only state that's licensed therapists, waiting times for dental care went down, and more people on Medicaid got appointments. But when dentists believe something's bad for their patients or themselves, they remember it's their name on that shingle. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.